encourage you, especially for this guided meditation, to really get a sense of finding a sense of place, sense of placement for your body. I encourage you to deliberately connect to the earth. So very intentionally get a sense of connecting to the earth through the spread of your feet, through your sits bones, through your spine and tailbone, connecting down toward the earth. And it is from this sense of place in this connection with earth that I encourage you to also just feel a sense of growing into your posture, growing up from the earth with a straight spine, with the crown of your head, the top flat part of your head, reaching up towards the sky, opening up toward the light and space that surrounds your body. And note that I was mentioning that surrounds your body. So there may be a sense of space more just above your head, but also feel the sense of space around your body, in front and behind and to the sides. And you can even visualize or sense how that space even settles down into the earth. You could even imagine nice, healthy soil that's aerated. Just getting that sense of space, not only above, but also below. While also feeling the form of your body, connecting with the earth, a very far-reaching expression of form, but also feeling that sense of solidity in your posture as you grow and lengthen through the spine and open through the chest and breath, getting that sense of interplay between place and space. You could think of your own local body, your own form, as an anchor for spirit. And when we meditate, it's important to not only think of meditation as a time for yourself and a time to approach meditation very intentionally as a means to connect with a sense of peace and quietude and many of the qualities that we associate with spirit, but also to remember that this is a time for spirit to come forward in your experience and for spirit to have an intentional time in your day to come to the foreground. So in a sense, you could think of meditation not just as something that you do as your notion of yourself as the meditator, engaging in an activity to perhaps cultivate peace or quietude or well-being, but also that meditation is a time for spirit. For spirit to really fill your body and mind in a more conscious way and to express and to come forward, not only in your experience, but to come forward in your expression. To come forward into this world of time and space through the very anchoring of your own body and through the receptivity of your mind and the willingness of your heart. What I'm speaking of is something quite revolutionary, that meditation is not simply for the idea of yourself as the meditator, but meditation is a time for spirit to express through you and as you in a very conscious way. And so I ask that you suspend the notion for this meditation of yourself as the meditator needing to do this meditation. Just lightening that notion and letting it open and transform into the notion that feels more like you are being meditated. That spirit is expressing through you. As a conscious awareness of form, but also of the very aware space in which you sit. So the spirit meditating upon itself, awareness, being aware of itself, expressing as this aware space that surrounds you. So what might aware space mean? As your attention loosens out of habitual referencing of a sense of I or me, a habitual sense of referencing yourself as the meditator, invite your attention to flower into the room, into the space around you. To note that there may seem an edge to your body and your form, but that awareness is beyond your local form. As you grow attention into the room, you might become aware of sounds in the room, or temperature, light, vibration. Movement or lack of movement. And that includes not only what arises in the space of the room that you find yourself in, but also in the space of your local body as your heart beats and your breath moves in and out. There's a whole arising, a phenomena that bubbles up into this awareness as it meets space, this sense of aware space. And as your attention may grow beyond the room that you're in, into the building or into the world beyond the building, you can notice that awareness need not be assigned an edge or a boundary. That the mind can visualize a boundary like the walls of the room or the building, but without this visual or mental overlay, awareness has no edge or boundary. And in this sense of global listening and sensing, you may find that the sense of your central self that you may habitually relate to as an I thought or as a person that you advocate for, that in the midst of this more global sensing and listening, that sense of central someone may begin to soften and open and harmonize as your consciousness becomes aware of the sense of unboundaried space. You may also notice that when your energetics map to a sense of spaciousness in a way that's unbalanced, it may feel like your energetics become more top-heavy, meaning a lot of energy may be moving up and out as you guide your attention into the space around you. And what can naturally feel more comfortable is to bring some portion of your attention back to your local body, back to the sense of resting in your seat, planting your feet on the earth, returning to a sense of place. Now, curiously enough, it can be that this sense of place can not only be a placement for your sense of personal self, a place to reside, a place to rest, a place to be held by the earth, but it can also feel like an anchor for that unboundaried awareness. Such that that sense of space and consciousness can be present in your local form. So as you feel your attention returning down and in, You may notice your body more. The feel of your feet contacting the earth, rooting energetically with the earth, and having that sense of stability inform your, not only your feet, but your legs and your whole body as you move up through the hips and into the torso, the arms and the head. Just really having a sense. Of being filled with that stability and grounding from below that can help anchor and counterbalance that sense of spaciousness. Much like a tree, roots grow deep into the earth to balance its form as it reaches up towards the light and space of the heavens and reaches out through its branches. So too, you can feel in yourself when your attention and your consciousness is balanced between this sense of place and space. Space and place. And as these two expressions of above and below, what we may think of as inside and outside, blend, we have a greater sense of balance of expression in our natures as human and spirit. The balance isn't something you need to control. It finds its way, it harmonizes quite organically and quite naturally. And yet, you can have an intention to be conscious of this interplay. And when your attention becomes more narrowed and concretized around notions of me and self, or when it becomes perhaps too expansive and vast, dissociative, or even transcending, you can feel when there's a imbalance, and then you can feel when the two come into harmony again. You can always come back to a sense of the breath. For the breath so naturally weaves these two together. As you breathe in air, breath, and your body expand. You feel your body returning to that conscious recognition of space. And as you exhale, and your breath enters the space around you, your body may settle just a little down toward the earth, just a little more. Inhaling breath and space, exhaling, releasing the breath and resting into stillness. And so you can begin to feel more consciously this weaving of space inside and outside. And this sense of release with each out-breath and this resting into stillness and quietude that informs your body and your nervous system, and a sense of presence, of quietude and stillness that grows beyond your local body into the very room that you're sitting in. This sense of presence of stillness, peace, and quiet that the very space in the room begins to express more acutely. So as your body and mind become more aware of stillness and settling, the more your expression as unboundaried awareness is perfumed with that stillness and presence. Such that your local body and energetics are held in that quietude and peace. That is perfuming your environment. So there's a way that this sense of aware space can find an expression of being present, of being embodied. Of taking root here in this meditation. It feels quite different than the sense of central someone that is more ego-identified. This is a sense of center that is informed by the gravitas of rooting and settling. And giving that sense of aware space, the sense of placement and anchoring. And so as we continue to meditate in the quiet, just continue to saturate in this sense of presence that is anchored in the here and now. This is the invitation for this morning.